KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. President Biden is blasting the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion, calling it cruel and outrageous. The High Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that led to the legalization of abortion in the U.S. Speaking from the White House, Biden said the bombshell ruling is a tragic era, sad day for the court and for the country. Protests are breaking out in cities across the U.S. following the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. New York City, Portland, Boston have hundreds of pro-choice marchers stopping traffic and letting their voices be heard. Barricades are up in front of the Supreme Court. Lil Wayne is being added to the growing list of performers for this year's BET Awards. It was announced that the rapper will join a star-studded list of performers, including Lizzo and Chance the Rapper and Roddy Ricch and more. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Another exciting baseball matchup is coming to town. Begin your 4th of July holiday weekend at Dodger Stadium when the Padres battle with the Dodgers during a four-game series starting Thursday, June 30th through Sunday, July 3rd. Visit Dodgers.com/tickets.
You ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A black-owned and operated evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home,
Welcome
LA.
Home, LA.
We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about the
peace. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 listeners. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. Urban Family Focus is that show that talks about all those subjects that don't get talked about at the dinner table enough in today's households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to your questions about it. So when I wake up every morning, I just ask myself one question. What can I do to improve myself physically, mentally, and spiritually? And then once I get the answer, I do everything I can to help someone else achieve that same goal. We're about making sure that everybody lives their best life. And as you know, every week we give you Sister Nawili's word for the week. And the word for this week is, let your insecurities go away and get peace as your reward. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on Saturday morning that you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download that KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. And as you know, we always say we got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. And this morning, our guest simply goes by the name of Naima. Naima helps individuals find the power within to smash through limiting beliefs and become unbeatable. She has over 20 years of experience helping people create fulfilling lives and manifest their dreams. She is a licensed, now get this, she is a licensed rapid transformational therapist using holistic tools that include hypnotherapy to help us guide ourselves through the troubling waters of life and to find what she calls your true north, where we discover and embrace our authentic self. Naima's passion is sharing the power of choice to submit to what? A higher consciousness that will create more love, peace, and joy in your life. Naima, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Reverend Gerald, and thank you for allowing me to come and just share. And I'd like to say good morning to your listeners, our listeners. I'm going to kind of adopt them, if you don't mind.
You got them. You got them. My people are your people.
Oh, definitely. definitely.
You know, so, Naima, you know, before we get into talking about the things that you do to help people live their best life,
yes.
tell our listeners, give them a little background on Naima and, you know, how you came to develop this personal empowerment program that teaches 12 steps of finding your best self and so you can be a blessing to others. So give us a little background on Naima.
Well, my father was a minister, so I come from a background of people that are always interested in assisting people in their lives. And as I was growing up, I would notice that people would come to church, or either they would do certain things to get them on a certain path that they wanted to create certain experiences in their life, whether it was money or loving relationships, health, just for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed that even though they had a deep-seated belief, they believed that these things could come true for them, that they weren't manifesting. Mm-hmm. So my mind started to wonder, what was preventing them? What was standing in the way? What was the blockage that was preventing them from living these lives that they so believed that was available? Mm-hmm. You go to church, you go to the mosque, you go to the synagogue, and you hear all of the biblical stories, you hear, and you see other people mm-hmm. living these lives. And you're wondering, why am I not able to produce that into my own life? So based on that, in my own journey, mm-hmm. I just became so interested in, are people born happy? Are people born lucky? What is it that allows people to manifest and be in different places to experience those things that are valuable to them?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned choice, you know, and
yes.
we do have a choice,
yes.
you know, to and what we believe or what we say we believe.
Yes.
How does it come to be? Is there somebody like manipulating everything for us, and we just, like you say, we're just lucky, we just happen to fall in a slot where we, you know, hit the lottery and everything becomes all right in our lives?
Yes.
Or is it a constant state of consciousness that we develop within ourselves, that we speak about, that we envision, and then as scripture will even say, and then do the work to make those things come possible? So is there anything that happened significantly in your life that, you know, personally ignited you to take this path?
Well, there was a time in my life that was not working. And then, of course, I was very close to my mother, and mm-hmm. I was seeing her life. And, of course, I'm married. So there was a lot of things going on. And, we, you know, I've lost cars, houses, apartments through fires. And I was just wondering, what is going on? Am I participating in this?
Mm-hmm.
So I got into metaphysics,
right.
And ventured off into quantum physics,
right.
and learned that a lot of it is your energy. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you thinking about day to day? Where's your mind? Are you in the past most of the time, mm-hmm. or are you in the present moment where everything can change for you? And that's how I developed the 12 steps in our book.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed is that when people are very focused on where they want to go, and you have a very strong vision, and you have a passion for what it is you desire, that passion kind of drags you through periods of time mm-hmm. where you feel that you can't get up, or you don't have the energy to pursue that. But just the passion and your vision, and then your self-talk. How are you talking to yourself, your inner dialogue? So basically, that has really helped me in my journey. And when I did come up against some very trying times, I noticed that I would counteract that by either doing exercises or either eating better or just taking care of myself better to get myself in a better position to kind of create the vision, to feel good and to be in those moments and go from there and not be in the fearful moments of what's going to happen to me, what's happening in my life. No, I'm right here, right now. What can I do right now in this moment to support myself?
You know, that's great. A lot of times people think that when stuff happens, you know, it happens to them and they get disgusted or discouraged because they're being affirmative. They're being positive as stuff continues to happen. But it's not about what happens. It's how you react to what happens. And we're going to continue our conversation with Naima, who is a rapid transformational therapist. And we're going to talk about how we can live our best life and what we need to do to make it through what appears to be a trying time and turn it into an educational learning time. This is KVLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Rolls. Yeah. Those last ones, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
Fellas, are you looking to get your beard on point? King C. Gillette Style Master is the modern man's answer to any type of facial hair with a complete set of precision tools. The Style Master is a waterproof cordless trimmer with a long-lasting 4D blade. It's extremely versatile and designed to edge, trim, and stubble in four directions on any hair length. Whatever your beard style, King C. Gillette can give you that precise look and is perfect for any beard style. It's the quintessential tool that every man needs to master their style.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And we're here today with Naima, who is a behavioral therapist, I should say, who's here today to share some of her words of wisdom. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, Our number is 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. But before we get back to Naima, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our opportunity to access careers with living wages, to start and grow businesses, to clear pathways to our personal and professional growth. So information about the Los Angeles Urban League, go to laul.org and check out their programs and services. That's laul.org. Naima, before we went to break, yes, I threw a term out there, and that term was rapid transformational therapist. So tell our listeners exactly what RTT therapy is all about and how that helped you develop your Naima North Star program.
All right. Well, Reverend Gerald, rapid transformational therapy is an award-winning therapy, and it combines hypnotherapy with unique methods, and they're permanent and lasting. That's what I love about it. And the people that I've shared this with and my clients, they see significant change. It gets you stuck, quickly, mm-hmm, unstuck from anything, mm-hmm, that is binding you or either preventing you, habits of the way you're thinking, you know, that the looping thoughts that are negative and not allowing you to progress. It also helps you to change your perception. It also helps you to change the meaning of the events that have happened to you in your life. Because remember, we are the jail, the jury, and the judge. Mm-hmm. And everything that's happened to man, he tends to put a meaning on it.
Right.
And that meaning determines how you're going to feel, how you're going to think about yourself. So we go into your subconscious mind, mm-hmm, using, and hypnotherapy is just relaxation,
right,
of the nervous system.
Okay.
So we go to your subconscious mind. We go to the root and the cause of what is preventing you, what is standing in your way of creating a wonderful life, a fulfilling life for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then we go to that cause. We allow you to see what have happened to you prior in your life that you maybe have just kind of buried very,
right,
very deep.
Mm-hmm.
We allow you to see that. And then to change the meaning,
mm-hmm,
of what that's meaning to you, to understand why are you getting the triggers, what is going on inside of you. So you become very aware of that. And so what happens is after you have the hypnotherapy or this RTT, rapid, mm-hmm, transformational therapy,
mm-hmm,
it becomes second nature. Mm-hmm. You just start acting and behaving and thinking and taking actions that are much healthier for you. So you really kind of break the habitual ways of really self-sabotaging. So that is really what hypnotherapy, the transformational hypnotherapy is. And it stops the negative chatter, mm-hmm, in your mind. And it allows you to go to a healthier dialogue and helps you to create a better, I would say, a healthier vision,
mm-hmm,
about yourself. So some of the benefits of it is, of course, we go to the root and the cause of your issue.
Right.
Why is it there? And the meaning that you placed on it. So we change the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
When you change the meaning of everything, anything, mm-hmm, you know that releases you of the self-judgment, the self-sabotage, the negative feelings that you have about whatever's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you break unhealthy habits. You build positive mindset. You release old limited beliefs that are holding you back. You build positive change. Your relationships with yourself change,
mm-hmm,
and others. You rewire your relationship with money as well.
Exactly, man. People are going to be interested in that rewiring their relationship with money. But these are all great things that you're presenting.
Yes.
But, you know, how does this happen? How does this work? Because as you were speaking, you know, my mind always goes to, you know, what I do on a regular basis. And in the addiction field, you know, there's something we call CBT, which is, mm-hmm, cognitive behavioral, mm-hmm, therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's almost mirroring, mm-hmm, some of the points that you mentioned, because the purpose of CBT is to first get rid of those faulty, unhelpful way of thinking, you,
yes,
know, because stuff's going to happen in your life.
Right.
when it happens, what do we think about it? What, you know, is it a woe is me kind of thing? Is it, do I deserve this? Is this karma? You know, is God punishing me for something? We have all these ways of looking at it versus understanding that if we say God is good all the time, then if something happens in your life, that means that there was a reason and there's something as terrific as it may appear. There's something you can learn and grow from this experience. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. So you change your mind. You know, they say change your mind, you change your life. You know, you learn about, you know, helpful behaviors. You mentioned hypnotherapy is no more than just relaxing. So if you do a deep breathing exercise, you have a way of winding down and letting go. Right. You're actually participating in something. You know, so, you know, bottom line is, it's self-esteem. So tell us how this helps our self-esteem and creates a consciousness of self-love, which will take you through almost anything.
Yes, because when you have high self-esteem, that is the way you view yourself. So when you view yourself at a high level, you see yourself very successful. You know that you have a brilliant, genius mind. Your inner dialogue obviously will change, and you will let go of the limiting beliefs that you've had. But with hypnotherapy or RTT, we help you to identify what are the triggers. What happened to you when you were a little child, or when something horrific happened to you, or you had that trauma? Where did that trauma go inside of you? So when you may see something on TV, that may be triggering you, and you're not even realizing why you're getting aggravated. So when you have the sessions, we help you to identify what is triggering you. We help you to let that go, for you to break the habit of your brain going to that place within you that's making you feel anxiety, frustration. And it helps you to change the way you start to think. So you get to identify, oh, that triggered me. So now you become mindful and you can observe yourself. And that's really powerful, Reverend Gerald, when you become mindful of what am I thinking at this moment, then you have the power to change that. Not only that, but then what happens when you change the way you think, you're changing the way, the energy that you have within you, how you are vibrating, so to speak. And we know that we're all energy.
Right.
We're all energy. So when you're feeling good about yourself, when you can see the value of who you are and the value of what that lesson, that trauma has offered you. And I think that's another thing that really assisted me in my life. When things happened to me, I asked myself, what can I learn from this? What is the message in it? So I don't look at it as a negative. I look at something's happened in my life. What is the message? Do I need to change my behavior? Do I need to change my thinking? Do I need to change the way who I'm around? So it just gives you feedback. So it's not even a failure. Even when I might have had failures, I looked at it as I was like a scientist. And you know, anytime they're doing an experiment to get a result, they may have to do that 5, 10, 15, 100 times. We've all heard about Einstein, how it took him, not Einstein, but the gentleman who did the light bulb. Thomas Edison. Edison. They said it took him like 9,999 times to get to the light bulb. If he would have thought, I'm failing, and had that kind of dialogue within himself, he would have never proceeded. So you have to change the dialogue within yourself to say, this is just feedback, to do it differently.
Let me ask the question, because you know, you touched on a lot of things there. But I come to you, low self-esteem, and no hope, you know, been beat up, dragged through the mud, you know, maybe had some incidents when I was a small child that I never really talked about, or, you know, and here I show up, you know, head down. What's the first thing you say to me? How do you get me to first recognize some of these things that have happened in my life? Or when I was a child, or maybe I just went through a traumatic experience on the job or in my personal relationships, you know, I know I deal with this on a regular basis, but tell me what you're going to say to me when I walk in with my head down and just have just given up on myself.
Well, first I'm going to find out what your past has been, so I know where you've been.
So I got to tell the truth.
So you have to tell me the truth.
There you go.
And you don't want to have anyone in your life that you're not going to trust if you have a therapist. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to trust them to tell them what really went on with you. So then after you tell me what has been your past, then I will ask you where you were in your family. Did you have a mother and a father, to see how that's playing a role in why you are in your place? But then I asked you, what is it do you want? Help them to have a vision of where it is they want to go. Once I have the vision, then I ask you, what would your life look like without the problem, without that situation? Explain to me exactly what you want. And that's what we do in our session. I actually say, if this was a magic wand, what do you want? Based on that, you tell me what you want, then I give you a recording that is based on the vision that you have of yourself, and you listen to that for 21 days. But I suggest to my clients, I want you to listen to it for 48 days, 68 days, however long it takes for you to rewire your brain to accept this. So I walk them down into a hypnotic state. They listen to that dialogue, how wonderful, how magnificent they are. They're seeing themselves in that place. Then I ask them to take on the persona, the feeling that you are already in that place. Feel the feeling as if it is real.
Act as if.
Walk as if you are successful. Talk as if you're successful. How would you look? What kind of clothes would you wear? What would your hand gestures be? What would you be wearing in that state of tremendous success? So get a clear vision of yourself. And then I have the six steps, or the six tips that I've brought today that if we could get to. But then I ask them, please put "I'm enough" on your mirror. I'm enough. And look at that. And speak to yourself in a loving and kind way. Wake up every morning. Hug yourself. Think of the things that you love and appreciate about you.
You know, to capsulize the message I'm hearing, I've often said, and I truly believe this, that the greatest power God gave us is the power of imagination. If we don't have a vision, we can't do anything. And when you mentioned that magic wand, you know, it made me think about maybe I was using the same type of therapy, this RGT, and didn't know it. But in many years of being a sales manager in this business, actually, in radio, people would come to me all the time. You know, I want to be in radio. I want to be in radio because they thought it was going to make a lot of money and drive fancy cars or whatever. And I would say, pretend I'm your fairy godfather, and I'm going to put $100,000 a week, not a year, in your account.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes.
And all you have to do to get that money is to get up every day and do something that you have a passion for and something that helps you in society. You could be a bus driver. You could be a doctor. You could be a lawyer. Whatever it is, you pick it.
Yes.
And I, your fairy godfather, can wave this magic wand and you become it. But here's the catch. Once you make that decision, once you decide on that path, if you change your mind anywhere down the road, then I go from fairy godfather to the godfather, and I want my money back.
That is so cool.
So if you got to have imagination.
Yes.
I always ask, you got a great imagination?
Yes.
So imagine yourself in that position. And a lot of times when people would go away and they come back for that second interview, they don't want to be in radio now. They recognize what they really want to do, and they take that money out of it and just do it. Now was I using RTT back then?
Yes. And not only that, Reverend Gerald, they say that, now this is just research, people are depressed because they're not doing their heart's desire. They have let go of what really is their passion. But when you're operating in your passion, that gives you a lot of energy. That gives you that zest for life because you're just excited about your life. And so anyway,
you know, we hold that point. We're going to continue with talking with Naima, who is a rapid transformational therapist. When we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580, you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. President Biden is blasting the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion, calling it cruel and outrageous. The High Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that led to the legalization of abortion in the U.S. Speaking from the White House, Biden said the bombshell ruling is a tragic error, sad day for the court and for the country. Protests are breaking out in cities across the U.S. following the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. New York City, Portland, Boston have hundreds of pro-choice marchers stopping traffic and letting their voices be heard. Barricades are up in front of the Supreme Court. Lil Wayne is being added to the growing list of performers for this year's BET Awards. It was announced that the rapper will join a star-studded list of performers, including Lizzo and Chance the Rapper and Roddy Ricch and more. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Begin your 4th of July holiday weekend on Thursday, June 30th, when the Dodgers meet the Padres at 7:10. Be one of the first 40,000 fans in attendance and receive a first-ever Trey Turner bobblehead, courtesy of Bank of America. Visit Dodgers.com/promotion.
You ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A black-owned and operated evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. You've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle
relentlessly
to bring about the peace.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit MinorityAIDSProject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, challenging you to be the change you want to see. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles Incorporated is a nonprofit, community-based organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for African Americans and other minorities by enhancing educational and economic opportunities for youth with initiatives like the Young Black Scholars Program, the Junior Investment Program, and the Technology Summit. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles focuses on mentoring, education, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and leadership. They are a body of outstanding black men whose training, skills, and experiences adds value to their communities. To join the organization and make a difference, offer support, or sign up an eligible young scholar, visit 100BMLA.net, 100BMLA.net, or call 310-497-2176. That's 310-497-2176. This is the Community Call to Action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
We are changing. We are changing. And welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Trill, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here with Naima, who is a rapid transformational therapist. And before we went to break, Naima, we were touching on self-esteem and self-love and the benefits that has for not just you, but your family and your children. And you mentioned about six tips that you wanted to give, and we're going to get into those six tips. But before we do, we had a couple of people call in, so we're going to take these callers, and then we're going to get into your six tips.
All right, Reverend Jerry.
The first caller we had come in was Jerry. Jerry on line one, you have a question for Naima?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, in the old days, the living wage was maybe $5 an hour. Now a living wage is, what, maybe $30 an hour. This is not good.
Well,
what do you think?
I think that's a topic for discussion, and there's a concern as far as living wage and other things that are going on economically in the country, but that's not today's topic. So I'm going to take a note, Jerry, and we're going to do a show on that one day so you can call in and get that answer. We're going to go to our next caller, who is Iris on line six. Iris, welcome
hello,
to Urban Family
hello,
Focus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Well, hello, my beautiful sister friend, Naima. I love you. As you know, I'm so happy to hear you on this call this morning, and all the other listeners who listen to this wonderful show that Reverend Gerald has. Reverend Gerald is also a friend of mine.
Well, I'm glad to be your friend, Iris, you know, for a while now. But do you have a specific question you want to ask Naima or a comment you want to make about how she's helped your life?
I just wanted to do a little testimonial about my friend Naima. And first of all, I wanted to tell you, Gerald, how I'm enjoying this show.
Well, thank you.
And I think you're an exquisite interviewer. I love the way you're interviewing my dear friend, because this is not an easy subject for everyone to talk about.
That is true.
Because
that is true.
Many people don't even know what it is, and I love the way you're leading this and bringing up the questions in the interview. But Naima and I met at church, actually. She was a greeter at City of Angels Church, O.C. Smith.
O.C., one of my mentors.
Oh, we loved him. We loved him dearly. And what a loss. But she was the greeter, and she was so perky, and so it was so memorable. When she called me on the phone maybe a few months later, "Hi, I met you at church, and I'm Naima." And I was like, "Oh, goodness, who is this?" And all this energy I'm hearing through the phone, this positivity, I know there must be another side to this, because she can't be like this all the time.
So she was too good to be true, huh? Too much positivity coming at you.
Good to be true. And I've known her now for, 12, 15 years?
Yes.
And it's never changed.
We love her for her positivity and the energy that she brings. So I'm going to let her get back to these six steps that she brought for us today, because I know you probably have already heard them before, but there are a lot of people out there. I want to make sure they get this information. But Iris, I really thank you for calling in and giving some praises to Naima, because she definitely deserves it. I've known her for about that long myself. And I, whenever you see her, she's always up. She's always positive. And in spite of what may have happened 5 minutes before you saw her face.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
And I'm enjoying the show. And Naima, I love you. And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much. I love you too, sis.
So, Naima, let's get to those six tips that you want to make sure everybody gets before we get out here today.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, Iris, for your comments and your love. But as we were saying before we went into break, is that I want you to get a piece of paper and just write out, I'm enough. Put that on your mirror. The second thing I want you to do is when you wake up in the morning, the first thing when you start come consciousness, I want you to hug yourself. I want you to give yourself the love that you have been requiring and desiring from everyone on that you've been in association with. Mm-hmm. Be willing to give you everything that you're demanding and wanting other people to give you. So start off your day feeling good about who you are. Think of a few things that you're grateful about yourself and what you truly appreciate. And it has to be a truth, Reverend Gerald.
Right.
It can't be just woo-woo. No, it can't be fake. It has to be. Find something that you are grateful for. The second thing is self-praise. They've discovered that self-praise is the most positive thing that you could do and healing thing that you can do for yourself, because what you say to yourself is more impactful and more powerful than what other people will say about you. So become your biggest cheerleader. Become your best friend, and that will support you throughout the day. The third thing is have a vision for yourself, which we were talking about, how powerful your imagination is. Everything you have in your house, you thought of that in a picture, the green couch, the picture on the wall. Everything comes to you as in a picture. So pictures are very powerful. So get a very powerful picture of yourself as the highest image that you can bring into a fullness, very detailed as well, seeing yourself brilliant, successful, confident, and then be in that space. If you want to know how to get in that that place, I'm going to give you a tip or a secret. Ask yourself, how would I feel feeling good? How would I feel having money in my account? How would I feel feeling love? How would I feel being healthy? So just ask yourself that question, because your brain is genius and it will go and seek that feeling for you and be it now. And then meditate every day and learn to relax.
That relaxation, that self-care, that deep breathing exercise that I have to do every day, several times a day, just to get myself calm and back on track, is very important. There's nothing more important than self-care. But we have another caller. We have Eunice on line one, and she's calling from Dallas, it says here.
Okay.
Eunice, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Hi. I'm actually calling from L.A. It's Eunice Downing-Jackson. And how are you doing today?
We're doing
happy
great.
I'm so happy I was able to get on the program. I've been attending Ms. Naima's visionary coaching session early every Monday, and it has worked wonders. And those 6 points that she went through, I mean, I used to wake up feeling, for no reason, wasn't really sure, anxiety attacks, anxiety in my stomach and stuff in the morning. And those same principles that she's saying, I started applying. And now I'm great. And I recently took an RTT class with the session with Ms. Naima. And because, and this is like earlier this year, I'm always got this thing about, oh, I'm not enough, this and that, very critical of myself. And I actually was asked to to facilitate a workshop. And I said, how can I do this with all of my peers and that are going to be on the line? And I started criticizing myself again, and I was so excited when I called Ms. Naima the other day. I said, I went on the Zoom, got on the call, I said, and I was with such ease, and this voice said, you've got this. you've got this. I said, and before the session was over with, I mean, I had to tell them it was time to get off the line.
Oh,
they didn't
want
to talk.
You said so you started really talking helpful. And couldn't stop, huh?
No, they started talking.
You got them talking. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it was really good. And I want to thank Miss Naima for being in my life. I want to thank her for the encouragement. And I give God all the praise and the glory for even having me to meet her. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love to hear great stories of self-discovery. And I'm sure yours is one of many that lives that Naima has touched. And it's not just about people like Naima. It's not just about, you know, your pastors. It's about you. You're the key. You make the choice. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Naima here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy wife, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Inflation. We've got a lot to talk about. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Diane Barkham, an in-home care provider and mom of three, commutes 40 minutes a day from Lake Elsinore to Moreno Valley for work. She, like many working-class people, is struggling to balance the increase of gas and food while also balancing family life expenses. In Riverside, where she lives, the inflation rate is at almost 10%. Mid-June, the California legislature approved a record $300 billion-plus budget for the next fiscal year with $8 billion in rebates to taxpayers and $1.3 billion for small business grants. With $600 million in tax credits to the lowest-income Californians, Governor Newsom has until June 30th to veto the legislator's budget or to sign it into law.
You know those cigarette butts that you see every day? They're made of microplastics and they line our streets and waterways. On California beaches, they're the number one plastic you'll find. Over 35 years, cleanups have collected millions combined. But no matter where you see them, they're all getting smaller, eventually leaching into our food, our air, our water. The tobacco industry's to blame for all of the harm that they do, for the harm to the people we love, and the harm to you too. Learn more at undo.org.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Folding Charmin Rolls. Yeah. Goes there's some, it's TP goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just like combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah. That's probably how that works. Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
The other talk stations?
All day, all night, all white.
At KBLA Talk 1580, we sound like the city looks. Now celebrating 1 year of amplifying black and progressive voices. For KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And we're here today talking with Naima, who is an RTT therapist. And she was just about to close out on those last two tips that she was giving us. And then we have a caller, Chevelle. We're going to be with you in 1 second. So, Naima, finish those last couple of tips, and then we're going to take our caller.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Gerald, for allowing me to finish up. But exercise, number five is exercise. After you've meditated, then I want you to put on your shoes. Don't make it complicated. Just put on your tennis shoes, some comfortable clothes, and just walk right on out of your door. I can't tell you how much how many benefits you get from walking, running, dancing. Do something that you love. Turn on your radio. Do some dancing for about 15 or so minutes. And you know what happens, Reverend Gerald, is your children see you do that. Mm-hmm. So I have three daughters, and each one of those daughters, they exercise no matter what they're doing, but mm-hmm. that's part of their of their habitual way of running their lives. Mm-hmm. And then the sixth thing is make a list of your accomplishments and success and post them. So when you're feeling bad, when you don't feel like you've accomplished anything, you're feeling down on yourself, mm-hmm. I want you to look at what you've accomplished. And if your mother said that you walked at 8 months earlier than the rest of the children, put that down
put
as
that
well.
Down too.
Yes.
All right. Make it. Keep that journal. That's
yeah.
what we
oh,
tell
yes.
them to do in the
yes.
addiction
yes.
field.
Yes.
Keep that journal. Yes. Chevelle, you're on line six. Welcome to Urban Family Focus. You have a comment or question for Naima?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Sis.
Hey.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
I do. And I love you too.
I'm so proud of you. And I know Mom and Dad would be so proud of you. And I just want to say she's always been this way. She's always been sweet. She's never been another way. And I just want to let you know that I love you. And I'm so proud of you. And you're doing a wonderful job today.
What? Thank you so much, Chevelle, for calling in, giving her some sister love. You know, she's pulling out tissues in here. I just want you to know she's pulling out tissues. But we're going to get back to our conversation, because this sweet person that you guys are talking about is also, with the help of her husband, have written some books. And we wanted her to have an opportunity to tell us a little bit about those books and why you wrote those books, to talk about self-love and compassion. And we know love is the answer no matter what the question.
So anyway, I just want to say thanks to my sis, who has been affected and been influenced by our podcast, which we're going to talk about later. And she has her businesses that she's got a biscuit business. So anyway, I'm very proud of you, too. But we wanted to discuss right now about our books, Reverend mm-hmm. Gerald. And we wrote together The mm-hmm. Wonderful You for Children. Mm-hmm. And in this book, it's about a character that's feels lost, lonely, and afraid, like many of us mm-hmm. on our journey, where we get a little down on ourselves. And so this little character, this fictitious character, she is lonely, she's afraid. And so we came up with three golden nuggets that we felt that children, if they downloaded that into their psyche, mm-hmm. that would help them along the way. So on Pookie Poo's journey, the book is called The Wonderful You by Naima and Dr. Q. She meets three characters, and these wise characters give her the three golden nuggets. One is she learns to hug herself, mm-hmm. feeling good about herself. The next is she begins to have faith in herself, and as she has faith in herself, it continues to grow. And the last lesson that she learns in this book is that she learns that loving yourself is where it all begins. So that's that. And now then, The Simple Path to Peace, Self-Compassion, and Love, that's the 12-step book.
And we're going to give you an opportunity to talk about those things just when we close out this segment of Urban Family Focus. Naima, thank you so much. This is Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios is holding a Podcasting for Beginners class. Join us online on Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. Learn how to set up, record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Sign up today. To register, visit morrismediastudios.com. That's morrismediastudios.com. Or give us a call at 323-815-4204. Start your podcast today.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Trail, life coach and addiction counselor, and we've been having a wonderful conversation this morning with Naima, who is a therapist that is went into this rational transformation therapy, which a lot of people may not before today been familiar with, but it's simply the stuff that you've been told to do all your life. The preacher told you, your counselor told you, your teachers told you, your mom and daddy told you. Now we're telling you, just telling you in a different way. We have a caller, Reverend Lisa. Are you still holding on line one? I think we lost the caller on line one. She's gone, but we know she'll be calling back, if not today, some other time. So, Naima, you were talking about your books, but tell people how they can contact you, you know. I know you got a podcast and some other things. So anybody wants to get in touch with Naima, how can they touch you?
Okay, you can get in touch with me by either going, just email me, naima@gmail.com. You can also call me at 310-800-2662. And we have a podcast every Monday. And people are doing some amazing, phenomenal things. People are writing their books, getting things done. So come and join a community that is going to be supportive of you to help you to realize the dreams, the aspirations, and goals that you have. And those of you that would love to join us, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time every Monday, it is 310-299-0120. And the code is 774831 pound. So it's 310-299-0120. And the code is 774831 pound. And your life will never be the same.
All right. So, Naima, we only have a minute or so left in the program. We actually have 2 minutes left. So I want you to take one of those minutes and give us that final word of wisdom, that golden nugget that you want to leave our audience with today. So this will be one of the best days they've ever had in their life, if it's only a day of self-discovery.
Whatever is going on in your life, I want you to recognize and realize you have the power within. That is what Naima North Star is all about, assisting you to find the power within to guide you to whatever it is you desire. And this is a quote that I love from Jerry Zucker. Success can't fix us. Success never fixes us, but love does. So learn to love yourself. Ask yourself, what are some of the things that you can do to support yourself, to be your best friend? And the 6 tips that I've shared with you, my book, The Simple Path to Self-Esteem or Self-Compassion and Love and Peace, that has 12 principles in there to help you and guide you. And that's why I created that book, to give you a guideline for you to go from the bed to the end of your day, giving you tried and true principles that actually work, meat and potatoes. So just look in the mirror and say, if anything is going to change, I must change myself and be dedicated to that. Be dedicated to you and love yourself enough to change your life. Love yourself to be willing enough to do whatever it takes for you to realize the dreams and the aspirations and goals that are dear to you.
Thank you, Naima, for informing us to take that trouble and turn it into a triumph, you know. And it all starts with changing our behavioral patterns and how we think and realizing the potentiality that we have. This has been a great morning. Thank you for being with us. This is Reverend Gerald. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus. Black Lives Matter, This Is Not a Drill, is next. We'll see you next Saturday, and you can find us on Urban Family Focus at all the social media outlets. I'm Reverend Gerald. Have a great day, and thank you, Naima, for being with us today. And we want all of you to live your best life.